The Via de la Plata and its evolution. The origins of the name Via de la Plata, which has been used for this route since the end of the Middle Ages, are not clear. Some authors highlighted that the history of this name could lie in a linguistic evolution from the term al-balad, with which Arabs referred to paved roads. One of the most important documents in understanding the origins of this road is the Antonine Itinerary, which is a catalogue of the main roads of the Roman Empire, possibly written at the end of the 3rd century AD. In this document, the Roman city of Capara is cited, placing it 110 miles from Merida. This has been confirmed with the discovery of a milestone in the surroundings of the arch, indicating precisely this distance. This historic testimony has been lost, but a reproduction of it with the corresponding epigraphic inscription can be seen today within the vicinity of the arch, next to the path the road took. Following the 4th and 5th centuries AD, a general decline of the Roman cities in Hispania occurred, and Capara was no different. The progressive destruction and abandonment of different zones in the city took place, and the reuse of certain urban spaces, which were initially public, resulted in the construction of homes and other marginal buildings for private use. At these times, the original route of the Roman road was lost, although its importance ensued its use prevailed throughout the ages as a commercial and livestock road. With regards to these activities, the Ventas de Capara establishments, whose presence is noted from the 16th century, are referred to in diverse sources. These establishments occupied a large part of the physical route of the Via de la Plata itself.